Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and my sisters, we can win. we can win, you know. It's a done deal. We already won. We already won, you know, your dreams, the dreams of your children, the dreams of everyone. Welcome to Ashta Sheran Radio. Welcome, brothers and sisters, on this beautiful day of May 14th, 2016. We thank every single one of you for listening on the now moment, anytime on the now. It's such an honor to be here in this incredible time of transformation to share with you just some words of divine healing. It's really, really a lot of healing, you know, can happen by using this word. So it's Bernie, feeling the burn. So anyway, it's in calling my beloved I Am, you know, Ashta Sheran, welcome to Ashta Sheran, Energy, Ashta Sheran Radio.com, broadcasting live from the heart. And it's all about transformation, inner and outer. It's a tsunami of love, like I was just talking with my brother, you know, good friend, super star and super divine, you know, being Mark Ruffalo, the Saint Germain, you know, the one of the purple, the master of the purple flame. He's writing, there's writing him. I was just talking to him a couple of days ago about how this tsunami of divine light and love is like sweeping the entire planet, you know, transforming the dark into the light. It's this divine purple, divine light that is like completely transforming everything. You know what I mean? Pretty brother and sister, breathe. When you breathe, don't you breathe not only air but also light, divine light. Just visualize breathing the light. Visualize breathing the light. It's you know, we're living, and you know, just like our brother Bernie Sanders here is telling our brothers of Oregon, of California, and everyone that is has, you know, primaries coming. Check this out.
Oregon, we can win your beautiful state if there is a large voter turnout. Please make sure that you drop in your ballot by May 17th and make sure that you get your friends and family to do the same. If there's a large voter turnout, I know we're going to win. We also need volunteers to help us get out the vote. Please go to my website for more information. Thank you.
So make sure to check out Bernie Sanders. I can feel in the burn. He's feeling the burn. Getting Billings, Montana. Here's just here a few days ago. So it's happening. The magic is happening. Everybody's feeling it. You know, it's happening. It's happening, brothers and sisters. So I'm just gonna tell you to say these few words every day. You know, to help you just. Just feel better, which is basically forgive everything, forgive everybody, uh, forgive absolutely, you know, everything, and specifically yourself. So we're gonna go for, you know, forgiving yourself, okay? Forgive the self. Forgive the self. Beloved Ashtar Sharon, and now purple flame of beloved brother, you know, Bernie Sanders, just feeling the burn, feeling the flame, the tsunami of love, you're sweeping the planet, sweeping America, sweeping the continent, sweeping the entire world. It's affecting the entire matrix. So the entire world is part of the matrix, of the same matrix. Okay? So there's a immense transformation occurring at this time, brothers and sisters, and it's up to every single one of us to just get on board and put the time to yourself, you know, feel better by precisely doing these things. Okay, so I'm gonna let you listen up some words of empowerment and encouragement from my brother, you know, Saint Germain, also known as superstar, you know, actor, you know, Mark Ruffalo. And here you have him, you know, just doing something, you know, for a cause, not just for the greed, like all these most the other celebs or most of the, you know, corporation. It's all about greed. For someone like this soul that I'm telling you, I met him face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and he's a really, really good soul. Check it out.
America and all the healthcare costs that are attributed to that. climate change, sea level rise is happening in America, here in Florida. And move to renewable energy now. This is the answer. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? That's the big question. What are we waiting for? We have the technology. The money's there. Currently, the money's being pumped into stuff to oil and gas. I think those same money's being very expanded. We're not the smartest guys in the world. How can we even keep them still?
All right.
Coming
free energy. Coming free energy.
Bernie will win.
It's going to be a fall.
New film where our brother Saint Germain, also known as actor Mark Ruffalo, was part of this film narrating the film named Dear President Obama by actor John Bowermaster. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's about fracking and all that. You know, it's it's interesting. You know, basically, it's a film that takes, you know, across a country, look at the drilling, and, you know, across America, highlighting is a variety of contaminations, the stories of its victims. You know, they have interviews and stuff like that, and the false promise of an economic boom. You know what I mean? They did use it. It was a false promise. It was just temporarily, right? They were importing, you know, help from other countries, from Africa, from Latin America, from all kinds of, you know, third world countries, literally. To South Dakota, to all these different, you know, places, West Virginia, with a focus on clean energy solutions that will allow us to proceed a future that doesn't rely on yet another dirty fossil fuel extraction process. You know, interviews with scientists, economists, health professionals, geologists, and whistleblowers, you know, they provided the core information that they, you know, that will convince the current president and those that will follow to join the, quote, anti-drilling, end quote, majority growing, you know, across the United States and call for fossil fuels to be left where they belong, in the ground. So it's in Ocean's 8 film, written and directed by, you know, John Bowermaster, and narrated by Saint Germain, also by Mark Ruffalo. So I had the chance to watch it. It was pretty, you know, heartfelt documentary that it's would be worth to watch, so you can understand more about it, or just learn about it. That is, a complete, you know, eyes opener of many, many other things. They're part of this octopus of control, that of this establishment that controls everything, and it's influencing all this industry, you know, the industry of fossil fuels, of energy, literally, I mean, the whole industry of energy and fossil fuel energy that is completely destroying communities all over America and, of course, all over the world. So if you want to learn more about this film or check it out, it's called DearPresidentObama.com, okay? So, yeah, it was for the latest Bernie news, check out that Sanders, you know, challenges Clinton, Trump to back California drug price proposition. So, in Elizabethtown, you know, Kentucky, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders on Saturday called out pharmaceutical companies for bankrolling in a multi-million dollar campaign to block a California ballot initiative to rein in a skyrocketing prescription drug prices. Sanders also challenged Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to join him in backing a California proposition to save the state taxpayers from being ripped off by pharmaceutical companies. Well, the pharmaceutical industry charges the American people by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs, and millions of people are unable to afford the medicine they need. Meanwhile, the top major drug companies last year made over $50 million or $50 billion, $50 billion with a B, $50 billion in profits. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. End quote. Sanders said. Blessed. Quote, further, the pharmaceutical industry has spent more than any other industry to buy influence in Congress, curry favor with candidates and sway elections, so they can continue to rip off consumers, end quote, Sanders said. Prices for prescription medicine in the United States soared last year more than 10%, year of double-digit price increases. One out of five adults between the ages of 18 to 64 and more than 35 million Americans cannot afford the medications that their doctors prescribe. Okay? In the richest country in the history of the world, end quote, Sanders said, that is unacceptable. Okay? So, the California Drug Price Relief Act will prohibit the state from paying more for prescription drugs than the lowest price paid for the same drug that the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, an industry-funded campaign against the proposition, already had received more than 68 million as of April, $100 million to defeat the initiative. So that's some of the headlines. Another one says that while Congress has failed to stand up to the greed of the pharmaceutical industries, the people of California can by supporting these ballot initiatives. Senator Sanders said on May 10th. Well, that is you know, some of the things that are really happening, brothers and sisters. So I ask you to really consider in voting for Brother Bernie Sanders. Check out his website, BernieSanders.com. BernieSanders.com. Make sure to help, you know, his cause of raising funds to buy more advertising in the state that need more than convincing, I would say, exposing the truth, which the other candidates are completely against the people. They're for the corporations, for the greed, for their own personal, you know, benefit, but not for the people. Only Bernie Sanders is for the people. I agree, I declare. And here's a message from my beloved, the divine, you know, female energy, okay? The divine female energy. Check it out.
Chapin. Greetings, dear one. Yes, it is I, Mary Magdalene. As we come into your energy fields on this fine day, I wish to thank you for holding the space of love for this beautiful planet on what you call your Earth Day. For it is of great importance that Mother Earth ascend and bring her own vibratory frequency onto this planet during her final ascension process. And so we thank you for honoring her, as you have come onto this planet to serve and honor all of creation. And now may I begin my lesson. Today I speak about integrity, about holding the light, and bringing your voice and your frequency into fruition. It is about honoring the sacred contract that you have with yourself, and speaking your own truth. Today I ask you to take a deep inhaling breath, and begin to breathe in the energy of the white light of God. Breathe in the essence and presence of peace. Begin to breathe in the essence and presence of joy, and begin to breathe in the essence and presence of love. As I stand before you, I ask that you open your heart and once again allow me to enter into your energy field. The beautiful energy of the Holy Mother and of Shua are here as well. To begin to open your heart and your throat chakra and your crown chakra. Begin to breathe in the essence of your true spirit into your physicality, seeking and honoring the truth of who you are. As we have spoken so many times before, we ask you to call in the energy of your beautiful spirit and live in the joy and the remembrance of who you truly are. Today we ask you to allow this to come forth through your throat chakra so that you are able to speak your truth and allow your voice now to be heard. So now take a deep, inhaling breath and begin to breathe in the energy of the white light of God, sacred energy of the holy light that has created you and brought you into what you call your creative life form. Breathe in this powerful frequency and allow your heart to begin to open as you begin to feel your sacred energy, and so I ask you to breathe. Begin to breathe in this powerful frequency of love, and begin to breathe in this powerful frequency of light, and begin to breathe in this powerful frequency of holy union. And truly begin to allow yourself to feel this essence and this presence of your divine spirit. And you begin to feel this within your throat chakra, as your throat begins to vibrate, allowing your throat to begin to increase its frequency and vibration to the truth of who you truly are. You see, dear ones, you have been conditioned not to speak your truth. You've been conditioned to remain, as we say, encapsulated in the frequency of a lower vibration, of not honoring yourself, of not honoring all of life, and in your frequency at all times. We understand. Today it is about reaching up and calling forth the higher frequency of who you truly are. Do I choose to live in my spirit and allow my spirit to be the guiding light of my physical existence? Do I choose to live in a low vibration of what we call this third dimension and hide behind my light? And so, dearest children, take another inhaling breath and truly begin to breathe in the essence and presence of peace. Begin to breathe in the essence and presence of joy. And begin to breathe in the essence and presence of strength. And so, dear ones, allow your heart to open. Begin to breathe. I bring this to your attention now as it is time in this new frequency and new paradigm of the new earth. The light workers begin to speak their truth. They don't hide behind what is commonly understood in the third dimensional world. Question the old paradigm, the old ways that have guarded and ruled the planet for many eons of time. As you know, the old energy of the patriarchal rule has begun to crumble and fall. And the energy of the sacred sun is now emerging and bringing the energy of compassion, love, mercy, and peace to this planet. And so it is these frequencies that have conditioned all of life, particularly mankind, to remain in an encapsulated state of not living in their truth. And as you know, dearest children, it is time to break through the barriers and speak and to live in the energy and the light of who you truly are. So many of you have held fear within your hearts from other incarnations, of being persecuted for speaking your truth, or being who you are. I ask you to understand that this new frequency on this planet will support you, and there is nothing to be afraid of. You will not be persecuted. You will not be held in contempt. Perhaps you may be ridiculed, but nothing more than that. So please breathe the energy from your crown chakra into your third eye, into your throat, into your heart, so that you may feel the passion within your heart, and allowing you to feel the energy of your own strength, of your own integrity, and of your own belief system. Of that which you bring forth to this planet, your truth, your wisdom, your knowledge, the sacred, ancient wisdom that you hold and carry can now come forth through your own vocal cords. Some of you will begin to bring forth the ancient texts, in what we call the light language. And you will begin to speak, as they say, in tongues, in the light language. You will be holding this frequency and this energy through your own vocal cords, and bringing it to the planet. It will not make any difference, dearest children, if you understand on a conscious level, or your spirit will be bringing in a higher frequency of light. It will begin to change the old frequencies on this planet. Again, we are now merging into a new Earth, and the paradigm shift has begun. It is why you see the crumbling of your own government, and during this particular election you are seeing all of the chaos. It is because the energy of the old paradigm is beginning to crumble. And dearest ones, what is happening in your individual lives which is not for your highest good will begin to crumble as well. Relationships, both in your personal and your professional lives. Old belief systems, and all that is no longer for your highest good shall begin to crumble. And we ask surrender, trust, allow, and receive. Know that everything is falling into divine order, to allow yourself to surrender, allow, trust, and receive. We have spoken of this before. There has been a void period that has occurred. Until September 25, 2015, with the energy that was released in Mount Shasta, was emitted upon this earth plane, the energy of the emerging Divine Mother / Father God, the Divine Feminine and Divine Masculine. This has created what we call the integration period, that has allowed the integration of these powerful frequencies to enter onto this earth plane, causing the crumbling of the institutions, causing the crumbling of relationships, causing the crumbling of old life that no longer serve. Some of you, as we have spoken before, may feel as if you are in a death period, a dying period. But it is a transformational time, as the old is falling away. You left behind and released your old ways, your old life, your old frequency. Now you are being rebirthed and reborn again, just as Mother Earth has entered the ascension process. You too are ascending and rebirthing yourself. You are very near the transformative process of emerging from the cocoon. Emerging as new life forms, and this is why it is so important for your voice to be strong. Speak your truth. Speak with integrity. Bring the energy of who you truly are due on this planet to the masses. And so, dearest children, allow us to begin to break away those confines of the old paradigm even further, of the old structures, of the old frequencies that are keeping you bound to the past. And if you so choose and if you so desire to transform your energies into the new frequency of the fifth dimension and even higher, into the new frequency of the new earth, and live in concordance with the truth of who you are, I ask you to breathe. Breathe in the energy and the essence of light, and breathe in the energy and essence of love, and breathe in the essence of peace. For today, dearest children, as you allow your heart to open to this beautiful transformational light, may you not be afraid of the changes that are occurring or are about to occur. You see, dearest children, nothing ever stays the same, and life is always in motion. As you allow yourself to be in alignment with change, the energy of moving forward, the energy of transformational light can be, because your minds and your egos have fallen into the third dimensional realm. For many of you, feeling that this is all that there is. And many of you are holding on to what is and what was, and what could be. Once again I ask you to surrender, trust, allow, and receive. Surrender, trust, allow, and receive. Before we knew of Yeshua's crucifixion and resurrection and ascension process, I had my hopes and dreams set on our lives together as I thought it should be. And then, I had a very rude awakening, as I learned and discovered about the great design and how our lives would never be the same, or how I thought it was to be. But dear ones, our lives emerged into a greater expansion than I could have ever imagined. If I had limited myself to what I believed, what I thought, what I desired, we never would have completed our mission. Nor would Shua and I have ever experienced the holy union of our sacred contract. So I ask each of you now, if you so choose, to surrender, allow, trust, and receive. And allow your sacred contract with your spirit, and all those who are a part of your sacred contract, to now come forward, in their own integrity, with the truth that they are to bring and to share within your life. And so I ask you once again to surrender. I know how difficult it is, for I struggled with it myself. I was stubborn. I was rebellious. I wanted things my own way. And yet, I knew I must not interfere with our sacred contract, or with the energy of the great Creator, and our mission as such. And so at this time I ask you to truly let go and let God. Be not afraid of what you do not understand, for your lives will emerge into greatness and into grandness, and a peace and a tranquility, and a surrender to serenity. Many of you are struggling against yourselves, so I ask you to surrender to serenity. Surrender to serenity, and find peace. Stay as you struggle. It creates an imbalance inside of you that does not allow you to move forward into your mission work, and keeps you, as they say, off center. Yes. Your mind plays much havoc upon your physicality. So we ask you to breathe in your spirit, breathe in the energy of your sacred contract, and speak your truth. Feel your sacred contract, and feel your sacred truth. Some of you may say you don't not know what you are to do, or what you are called to do. I ask you to breathe. To breathe in the sacred energy of the sacred contract into your vessel so that your heart will know the truth. What is the truth of what I am to do to complete the rest of my sacred contract? You will be shown, formational process is nearly complete. And there has been a void, there has been confusion, there has been heartache. But today, let it all go and surrender, knowing that you are the template of life emerging from the cocoon in the springtime. It is new life, and just like the beautiful butterfly, you have transformed yourself into a beautiful light being. And know, dearest ones, that this transformational process has been laborious for many of you. But know that your life is not over. Your sacred contract has not even yet begun. Do not feel that there is nothing left for you. Many of the light workers are feeling this way. They are feeling the void. And they are feeling hopeless, and some are transitioning out of their bodies, out of hopelessness and despair. The energy on this planet is shifting, and it will become easier and easier and easier for all of you to emerge into your transformational space as the butterfly. So today, as Mother Mary and Shua stand before you, allow them to continue to open up your heart and your throat chakra, so that you can begin to call forth your compassionate and merciful heart, and speak your truth. Having the courage to challenge the old paradigm, to break through the old structures of greed, capitalistic gain, and control. You are the children of the new earth. Many of you are the pioneers and the way showers. You are now referred to as the children of the new earth. You are mature enough and wise enough and settled enough within your own physicality that you can make these changes. You can make the decision that you will surrender from your ego and live from your spirit. Do not worry about what you may call your stage of life, of your chronological age, or your position or status. You are well revered, and this is why we are calling you the new children of the earth. Because you are here to teach, to lead, and to bring the voice of reason and truth to this planet. As I've said, many of you have had many incarnations where your voice has been squelched. We ask that you call upon the strength, deep within your soul and say yes. I choose to move forward. I choose to carry on. I choose to break through the paradigm of the old belief system. They are crumbling, and you see this everywhere. All you have to do is open your eyes and see that more and more individuals are wanting change. They are not sure what it is, particularly the young people, but they are feeling the frequency, and you, dearest children, are the ones that will make the change. You are the ones, because of the maturity of your soul, will lead and make changes for the new earth. You are the wisdom keepers. You are the grandmothers and the grandfathers that will stem the voice of reason. You are the elders, and you will be heard. It was very unfortunate when Shua brought forth his teachings 2,000 years ago and his voice was squelched, at least temporarily. But yet he physically lived on and continued with his mission. It was necessary by bringing his teachings under a new fly he merged into his crystalline light form, so the essence of his spirit could truly come forth, and he could continue his mission. He too was literally transformed through what we call the death and rebirth cycle of his spirit. And he, too, surrendered and merged into his true Christ essence. This is what is happening to each of you. You are going through what we call your own crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension process, and this is happening within this year, between September 28, 2015 and September 28, 2016. But you are emerging and coming forward, understanding that you are merging into a new being of light, and your life is not over, your mission is not over, and the truth of what you bring forward has yet to begin. Many of you are confused, discouraged, and wondering what you are to do with the rest of your life. Now what? You've only just begun. You've only just begun. How exciting! Breathe in this excitement and breathe in the truth of your voice. You are the wisdom keepers, the elders. And I say, demand to be heard. But do it gently. It is through the command of your voice that you will be heard. It is the frequency change within your throat chakra that will become quite demanding, which will allow others to hear you. There is something about the frequency within your voice. People will stop and listen. You do not have to holler or scream or proselytize. It is the frequency that is shifting within your vocal cords at this time, within your throat chakra, for you are speaking your truth, and you are heard, quietly and powerfully. And so today I ask you to surrender, trust, allow, and receive as you go through this beautiful transformational time within your life. Nothing ever stays the same, and how glorious. As I have said, I want things to be my way. I wanted Shua and I just to be he and I. But I did not see the greater picture of our mission, our sacred contract, until I became much older and more mature. And then I learned to surrender, to trust, allow, and receive. So you too, surrender, trust, allow, and receive, as this is necessary for your soul contract. We only share our words of wisdom to make your life easier and to help you along your pathway.
Thank you, Brother Francisco. This is Ashtar Sheran. At your service, check out our blog, sending messages at WERALLONE.com. W like William, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, L like Lola, E like Lola, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, E like Edward.com. Master, hashtag